Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Bishani Radio, New York City, where we always talk about everything. This is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse. You know who I am, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, because overcoming your fears is not an option. You already know what we're all about. We're about meeting the right people, being in the right environment, and making the right power moves. I'm excited today because when it comes to lifestyle, when it comes to being healthy, this young man is creating a revolution in his community and through the internet, touching the world. He, in a short period of time, has started a channel that has a following of people who are looking to change their lives for the better because he understood how important exercise is. So let me introduce to some and introduce to many, TJ Hubbard.
What's going on? What's going on out there, world? Look, listen, TJ Hubbard, personal fitness trainer, nutritionist, entrepreneur. You know, I got my hands in a lot of different things, not only health-wise, but just to help out the community as well. I got a goal that I want to reach and teach the ones who's, you know, people who are not so health-conscious, people who don't really understand about, they just think it's about just being in the gym, working out, lifting. It's not about that. It's about really, my whole goal is to reach the masses and really get to the people and let them know as far as the mental aspect of the whole thing.
Exactly. Let's talk about that because that's, I think when we look at what's going on with the foods that we eat.
Yeah.
And we look at the chemicals that's being used in the foods.
Right.
And, of course, obesity has been running rampant. I remember seeing a picture from the beach back in 1970.
Mm.
And the majority of the people were fit.
Mm.
And so we look at that picture in 1970 where 85% of people on the beach were fit compared to now.
Especially Detroit. Especially our city.
Yeah. Now, it's 85-90% obese, and only 5-10% is fit.
Exactly.
But when it comes to that mentality, because a lot of times people say, hey, you know what? I'm going to start on exercise on Monday, or I'm going to wait till the new year starts. What are some of the things you had to do for yourself first to conquer that I can't, or I'm tired, or I don't feel like it right now? What were the steps you took for yourself mentally first, and what do you use to help inspire other people?
Well, me mentally, when it comes to being consistent, that's what we're talking about, and like getting up and training and not wanting to eat those bad foods and not wanting to really partake in the worldly things as far as alcohol and drugs, man, it's just something that you're going to have to want. You're going to have to want it. For me, it's seeing other people deteriorating, killing themselves with the foods, seeing other people obese, seeing other people, others around me at work, guys 30 my age, not being fluent, not being able to get around, you know, not being able to really perform just regular daily tasks.
Yeah.
You know, so I was from the outside looking in, looking at other people's lives. So, and I was like, I can't do that. I can't be like that. You know, so every day when I think, and then it's like, it's a blessing. And then it's like, once you really get into the lifestyle, you're feeling different. So it's like, I want to keep that feeling. I don't want to be, you know, like I always say, I don't want to be 50, 60, 70, having to go to the doctor, having to not being able to play with my kids, not being able to play with my grandkids and all that. So it's a mental thing for me. It's like, man, I want to live on longevity, man. I want to live as long as I can because there's so many other components out here and there's so many other variables that could take me out the game. I'm not gonna take myself out the game. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna continue to hit the gym. I'm gonna continue to eat right as much as I can. And I also like to preach balance. A lot of people think, oh, a lot of these fitness enthusiasts out here, they talk about, oh, you just got to eat this every day. You just got to work out every day. It's not like that. It's some days that I don't feel like working out. And it's some days I don't work out. It's some days that I do indulge into, you know, the, you know, fast food sometimes. It's a balance. And that's what I'd like to preach. Because when you try to go cold turkey with this fitness thing, it's never going to work. You're always going to be back and forth with it. But when you give yourself balance, now you know, okay, now you know. I done been off a couple days. I done recouped. I done got, you know, fulfilled my little pleasures or whatever. Now it's time to get back on it. And it's cool because guess what? It's a lifestyle change.
That's right.
You know, with any lifestyle, with anything you do in life, you're always going to have those bumps and rows. You're always going to be second guessing. You're always going to get lackadaisical. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm in great shape myself, but I have my days. You feel me? I have my days.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. So it's like, to the people, man, just create that balance and just try.
What are some things a person can do to create the balance? Because we live in such an unbalanced world where...
Okay, now let me break it. I understand where you're coming from. Let me break it down for you. When it comes to your food and your meals and stuff, keep your food with you. Keep your water with you. You work a 9-to-5, that's no excuse. 9 times out of 10, you got a lunch break. You know what I'm saying? You got some type of leisure time within your day to where you can keep your food with you. That way, when you're riding past and you see the McDonald's or you see whatever restaurant, your favorite restaurant, and what they do is they try to trap you because they let that smoke come up out the top and you be riding around on a summer day, you smelling that good food and you want to indulge in it. Keep your food with you. Keep your fruits with you. You can get you a cooler. You know what I'm saying? As much as you invest in the worldly things as far as alcohol, drugs, whatever your passion is outside of being fit and all that, you can invest that same time and money into something that's going to keep you here for a lifetime. Not a lifetime, but you know what I mean.
What are some of the foods a person can give examples? What kind of foods they can carry with them on a day-to-day basis?
It's all about personal preference when it comes to your food. You want to keep the stuff that you like. You don't want to be lugging around stuff that you know you don't like. If you don't like spinach, it's other things you can do. You know, it's always a supplement for that.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't like spinach, do iceberg lettuce. You know, if you don't like apples, do oranges. You know, keep what you like around you. That way you're going to be eating it. But make sure it's healthy, you know, and keep it with you. That's my biggest advice when it comes to that. When it comes to going to the gym, first of all, I believe anybody that goes to the gym every day or anybody that put their body through that type of stuff, you got to be, it's an imbalance. To some degree, you have to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's a good crazy. It's for a good cause. But so it's like, you got to bring that beast out you. We got to stop because the society has made us so weak from the time. And I'm not from the 70s and the 80s. I'm from the 90s. So it's like, even me growing up, we was hard. We was men. We was even the women. You know, we had a certain, like you say, back in the day, as far as the beaches and stuff, I think society has made us weak, man, because they're making everything more accessible. You know, it's easy. It's making it easy for us. So it's like we're not working out like that. Social media, you can get made up and done up and go on Instagram and look like $1 million. But when we see you in person, you don't look like nothing. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I think that's another reason why a lot of people is getting lazy, man. Our society is lazy. That's just bottom line, man. I always like to keep it real. We just getting lazy, pops, and it's the mentality. You gotta have a strong. That's right. You gotta have a wolf like mentality.
Yep.
A lion like mentality. You feel what I'm saying? Because we in the jungle, you know. And man,
y'all here, ladies and gentlemen, the jungle.
We in the jungle, man. We in the thick of things for real. It's serious out here. It's detrimental, man.
And you know what? When you said that, there's so many fitness enthusiasts, gurus, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
I know the audience may be asking, what separates you from them? And why should they choose you versus Joe Blow?
Because Joe Blow is going to blow smoke. I'm going to keep it real with you. TJ is going to keep it real with you. I'm going to preach balance before anything. I'm not going to give you a regimen and tell you, okay, follow this nutrition plan right here to the T. I know you're going to have days where you don't want to follow it to the T, so I'm going to implement a cheat day, maybe a cheat day. You know, a lot of, and when I say a cheat, I don't, let me get me wrong, maybe a cheat meal. Because cheap days and cheap meals are two different things.
Exactly.
You don't want to take a whole day and fall off the wagon. But you do want to reward yourself. And I say reward yourself. And I'm not talking about you that you stuck to the plan 2 or 3 days out the week and then you want a cheat day at the end. No. Well, you know what I'm saying? You definitely want to reward yourself, Pop.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, man, that's fantastic. I want to get into, I know you've gotten into YouTube now.
Yeah.
And can I explain what name of your show?
Uh-huh.
And what are you doing with your show? What's your goal with your show?
Okay, so the show is The Fit For Real Show. You can find me on The Fit For Real Show. My thing is to really go around to black businesses, entrepreneurs, local entrepreneurs throughout the city, and just have them tell their story on how, you know, they became to that entrepreneur level. You know, their backstory. And, you know, we're going to do a little workout. Just like that. And I want to make this a prevalent thing. I want to make this a popular thing. I want to make it a thing. Like, I know it takes a lot to be an entrepreneur. It takes a lot to be your own boss. You got, you know, you can work a job and just work from 2 to 6. But when you're entrepreneur, you don't have no times. You don't have no set times. You could be 24 hours around the clock. So my biggest thing is I want to implement that. The workout, the nutrition, you can still, it's possible, you know, because I'd get up and do it every day. And if I can get up and do it, the same, you can get up and do it, because I don't care how much money you get, you always got leisure time. Yep. You always got 30 to 40 minutes, because you can spend 30 to 40 minutes scrolling down Facebook. So my thing is, I want to get out here. I want to share some light on these black entrepreneurs out here, man, and let people know what's going on, man. Enlighten the people on how, because it's a million ways to get money. It's a million ways to get rich. It's so many successful black people out here. And I just want to shed light on that, man, and give it to the world, man. I think that's something that separate me from a lot of, you know, content creators.
Well, that's excellent, man. That's really, you're really setting the bar for an industry that's got so many people who just a cookie cutter.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, and I think that's what discourages a lot of people, because they see the same thing over and over again. People who teach something, but there's nothing worse than going to a fitness enthusiast or anything for that matter, and a person who's teaching you is not living what they teach.
What they teach you. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
And so you have been the example, because you kind of talk about your competitions you've been in and what the competition they were and how you know, of course you won, you placed in both of them.
Oh, and how I prepped and everything, yeah. So I did a couple shows. So I did one show in 2019, which I finished first place in the open. And I just did another show, was it 2021. I did another show and I came third place. Well, the thing about competition is brutal. It, you have to really dig deep. You have to really get in your bag. It's like a lot of times you have to cut off a lot of relationships. You gotta invest a lot of time, and then it's like if you work in a 9-to-5, it makes it that much harder. But the reward is that much greater. Like, even though I didn't win my last show, I still won internally. I still won. Because I got up, I put the work in, and shoot, it was this was when COVID was rampant, you know. I had ended up getting sick. I didn't get COVID, but I ended up, like, a couple weeks before the show, I had really ended. I caught a bug. It wasn't COVID or nothing, but I caught a bug. You know what I'm saying? And man, I pushed through that, and I presented my best package, man. And I love the camaraderie, as far as between the other athletes. It's a great experience. It's a great networking tool. You know, and yeah, man, it just takes your mind to another level. It takes your mind to another place, because it's just you. And I feel like bodybuilding is one of the top greatest sports. I feel like this is my opinion. I feel like boxing and bodybuilding, any sport where you're just one man, I feel like it's the best sport, because it's all you. It's all on you.
Yep.
You know, if I don't have to worry about, oh, he didn't pass me the ball. Or I don't have to worry about, oh, this other teammate didn't. It's all on you. So I
all
feel like
you, no excuses.
Exactly.
Get knocked out.
Yeah.
Playing golf, hey, if you don't get You don't get the hole in that ball quicker than everybody else.
So you.
It's on you.
It's on you, y'all. And I, like I say, I love it, man. And I'm going to get back into it. But like I've been focusing on the channel. Make sure y'all go like. Make sure y'all go comment. Make sure y'all go subscribe. The Fit For Real Show. Just like that.
And we about to get up, great, get out of here. But what are the last comments, something you want to share before we get out of here?
Stop being so lazy. Stop being lazy. Stop wasting time. We only get a certain amount of time on this world. When it comes to taking care of your temple, that's the number one thing. How do you expect to continue to make, and I'm talking to millionaires, I'm talking to the poor, whoever listening. How do you expect to take care of your kids, continue to thrive, continue to go to work? If you want to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of your life, you're not an entrepreneur, that's cool. But how do you expect to do that if your temple is not in check? If your temple is not right? If you can't physically do it, first of all, it starts mental. But if you can't physically do it, you're not going to be able to do it. So stop wasting time. It's time. The time is now. Not yesterday. And it's never too late.
That's right.
What we see every day we go in the gym, we see 60, 70-year-old men in there taking care of their temple. Because they know. Maybe they wasted time. Maybe they didn't. But I'm not going to waste my time. And y'all shouldn't waste y'all time, man, because time is more valuable. Time is the only thing you can't get back. And the time is now, man. Y'all check in. TJ Hubbard, man.
Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, this young man is not just a fitness guru. He's my son, and he's making it happen. And he's getting me together. So, hey, when it comes to going to his channel and getting part of one of his programs, don't meet me there, beat me there. I'm already there, but you know you need to get there quick.
Most definitely.
Because he's putting together virtual programs and everything to fit every individual person, because everybody is not the same.
Exactly.
But guess what, everyone? I want to thank you. Get a chance. You want to share your information again, how they can reach out to you?
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at big_pumpTJ, or you can reach me at my Facebook, which is TJ Hubbard, or you can even tap into the YouTube channel, The Fit For Real Show, where I have plenty of workout tutorials. I have a podcast, The Fit For Real Show, of course. I got a lot of stuff going on. You could email me, hardbodies313. That's HARDBODYZ313 at Gmail. I have a lot of fitness tutorials, and I have a lot of meal preps too. I got nutrition plans as well.
Oh, that's excellent. You get it from the one and only TJ Hubbard, the bodybuilder extraordinaire, the fitness expert, the nutritionist, and the now podcaster. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate you.
And, ladies and gentlemen, hey, you already know who I am, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, Arthur Rise and Burn. Hey, you already know, we overcoming fears is not an option. Kicking in the doors of New York City, Bashani Radio. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.